This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
Are you monitoring them?
W2MDP, NX2O.
Hello there, NX2O. How are you doing today?
Unusual. Yeah, we're the homeless team here. We just came back from Magando today, so with all the change, we're finally starting to wear on.
Okay. This is Richie 2, November, Vicar Papa, Michael, and Henrietta. I've been needing to schedule a dentist appointment. It's something I've been putting off high. But hopefully I get that taken care of soon. I was thinking about going after the summer, maybe September, October time frame. Sometimes it takes a little bit to get an appointment, so maybe I'll be okay.
Well, I wouldn't do what I did and neglect them for too long. Nice to have a set of your own shoppers, that's for sure. I haven't been on the repeater, and I don't hear kidneys coming back, but I always sound them with a little HG here.
You're sounding good. You're sounding real good. I haven't been on the repeater myself in quite some time. I've been busy with work and travel. I got a new HT myself, but I didn't have him repeater programmed in it. But N2MAK, Mike, Cheddar Connect, I'm not sure if you're familiar with him or not, but he helped me program it yesterday. You're sounding great. How am I coming through?
You're 5'9 plus, let's put it that way. You're full quiet in the repeater. I'm my little rubber. I'm out here in the town of West Webster. I'm familiar with Mike or Pack. Gentlemen, he just mentioned MAK. I guess he does a lot of local videos
Roger, yeah. Mike N2MAK does a lot of Parts on the Air videos. I've done quite a few with him. If you've ever watched the channel, probably seen me in a few of them. Hi. He's gone to Hamvention before. He lives right off the road from me and Henrietta. So you're sounding great. You're also both quieting. I'm 5'9 both ways, so it's definitely good to hear. I was just quickly checking in to see if Timmy has been around. I haven't gotten to chat with him in quite some time. But my wife just got back from grocery shopping. I want to help her put stuff away. So I'm going to be clear on your final. I appreciate you coming back to me, and I'll say 73.
All right, Mike. Thanks for coming back to me. W2MVP, NX2O,
W2MVP, and I'll be clear. Have a good one, Rick.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.
N2MAK Mobile, November 2, Mike, Alva Kilo Mobile.
How you doing there, Mike? N2MAK, WB2UHQ, Whiskey Bravo 2, Uniform Alpha Quick.
WB2UHQ, N2MAK, name here is Mike. On my way home, I had to make a stop at Harbor Freight, have to work and pick up a couple things, and figured I'd call out and see who's there.
Very good, Mike. So you Harbor Freight over in Victor, the new one, the newest one.
I'm over in Henrietta, but good to know there's a new one out there. Yeah, I'm assuming that a newer is probably a little bit bigger and nicer, maybe.
But no, I don't really know how big it is relative to the other ones. Yeah, it's over by, it's on 96, not directly across from Eastview Mall, but if you go a little bit further east. Yeah, that's right. There's a light there that brings you back to Kohl's and Walmart and a bunch of other stores back in there opposite the Eastview Mall. And before you get to the entrance to 490, to 490 and to I-90, that interchange there. So anyway, there you go. So I'm just came downstairs. I'm looking for some parts and anyway, it's a long story, but I've got my N-Fed halfway back up again. It has been down for 3 years. Long story anyway. Back to you, Mike. And the name here is Pete. We've chatted before. UAQ, Uniform Alpha Quebec.
Roger that, Pete. Well, I'm glad you got the N-Fed back up, and I assume the backup, you got it working and everything. I had to stop into the Harbor Freight. I picked up one of the 10x10 pop-up canopies on sale, and we have one that we use quite a bit for my son's soccer game, I'm going to be selling stuff at the Rah-Rah Hamfest on Saturday, and my neighborhood garage sale just happens to coincide with the Hamfest, so my wife wanted to use our existing pop-up, which is it's getting pretty beat up after a few years of use. So I figured I'll pick up a second one. It'll get used, not just at the Hamfest, but I'm sure it'll get used this summer, whether it's for the kids' games or family are over or something. Now I got to make sure I sell at least $50 worth of stuff at the Hamfest to get my money back. Hi.
Yeah, that'd be good if you could at least break even. Very good. I hope to help you go there. Right now, it looks like I should be able to make the Hamfest and re-enlist, I guess, with Lara, because I re-enlisted last year at the Hamfest, so I should be able to re-enlist again, which is a good idea. It's a good idea that they have that, that feature there that you can renew there and put it towards your admission or Iowa. Very good. Yeah, I have one of those pop-up things. I guess it has a screen around it, too. I haven't seen it in so long, but it's I used it once in 2018. Coming back to me, in 2018, I set up my son. My son has some acreage. I don't have any acreage, so less than a quarter acre here. So in 2018, I started to go to do a field day in his backyard, way in the back, and I bought it for that. And I think I used it twice. That's right, I used it twice. Man, after the Coleman lantern was on for a while, the whole outside of it was covered with moss. Back to you, Mike. WBTU.
Roger that. Yeah, I have a real nice pop-up that greened in my land. A real nice one. I got maybe 2 years ago, and I got it. I've used it for, I do a lot of parts on the air, a lot of photo activations, and it's nice to have a green bin during the bug season and everything, but it's small. It's really just for, maybe two people in their mat, so having this little pop-up canopy would be nice. I put a couple tables up and everything underneath it. Like I said, I'm sure it'll get used for family things or divorce, but it was on down. I was like, I'll pick it up, and then my wife can use our existing one in the garage sale and, step it up in the driveway and additional space outside of the garage and make it a little easier and whatnot, but I'm coming up on my neighborhood and about turning in and everything, but thanks for keeping me company on the ride back. Appreciate it very much. Glad to hear you got the NBA back up, and if you haven't yet, hopefully you'll be making a bunch of contacts with it and all that. And lastly, enjoy the nice weather while we got it. I know it's a little cooler than we've had the last few days, but actually kind of nice to stay sunny like this. Enjoy the rest of the day, and it was good talking with you. WB2UAU from N2MAK. 7th grade. I'll be clear after your final.
Okay. Okay, Mike, very good. Yeah, the inset went up in 17 or 18, right around that same time that I was doing the field day stuff. And the inset went up 66 feet, goes up at about a 45-degree angle, up into a tree, no bends or anything. So I had it up at 18, it was up there for quite a while, and then it got snagged. The end, of course, the high end got snagged, and then I could not get it back down again. And then this afternoon I was walking, I went on a little bit of hike in the back. There's a trail system here in Tarrant, and I went out on the trail, and there's this white thing on the ground, I thought it was an egg or something, and then I got kicking leaves and whatever, and lo and behold, it's the insulator. It's been up in a tree for about 3 years without, So anyway, it came down, and I took the 20-meter inset down, and then put this one back up where, in its place. I was lucky I could get 66 feet in, so it'll work. It worked well for me. That is when the inset half-wave EFHW craze hit this area. Larry, W2LB, and I, we did all kinds of testing and whatever. So there's more to the story, but 7-3 for now. I'll see you at the Ham Fest. I think I'll be able to make it. N2MAK, WB2UAQ. 7-3, N2MAK is clear.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node.